Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Ray Fittipaldo, Steelers beat reporter, joins us right now. Ray, you're not Bill Cowher, so I can ask you a hypothetical football question, okay?
Okay, shoot.
What would surprise you more, the Steelers finishing ahead of the Ravens or the Browns finishing ahead of the Steelers?
That's actually a really good question.
Thank you.
You know, guys, I think we've talked about this in the past. I think the Ravens might be as good as they were last year, but I think their record might suffer. So there's a chance that they could be, you know, go from 14 wins to 11 or 12. And I think the Steelers are going to be right there, 11, 12 wins. So I'll say the scenario where the Steelers finish ahead of the Ravens, I think that might be a little bit more likely than the Browns finishing ahead of the Steelers, just because I'm not a big believer in the Browns and their history, and I just think I got to see it before, I got to see it to happen. Their whole history just tells me it's not going to happen, so I'll go with the Steelers.
Hey, Ray, the people you talk to in Cleveland that cover that team, do they say that it really does boil down to the owner just sows dysfunction there? Compared to what happens here with the Rooneys or with Steve Bisciotti in Baltimore?
I mean, it's strange, Chris, because even with Al Lerner, I mean, they were kind of dysfunctional with the previous ownership, too. And I think the whole idea of having Jimmy Haslam come in, everyone thought, okay, he was with the Steelers. He understood how to run a business, but also, having been there, how to run a football team. And apparently that wasn't the case. He was at all the board meetings and all that stuff. But, you know, as far as the day-to-day stuff, it doesn't look like, he learned very good lessons from the Steelers, that's for sure. I mean, quarterbacks, head coaches, they just seem to recycle through the same guy. So, whatever they were hoping for in Cleveland, I don't think Jimmy Haslam has delivered on it.
Ray Fittipaldo, our Steelers beat writer, joining us. I see quotes that are now popping up online at Cam Hayward today talking about just the situation we're in right now. And it just jogged my memory. It made me think, Ray, is it fait accompli that Hayward gets an extension this offseason? Are you, as Steelers beat writer, operating under the assumption that Cam Hayward is going to get a deal done before the start of the season?
I am, and if they do any long-term contracts, Cam will be first to mine, just because they want to take care of him first. He's the guy they want to tie up first. So the salary cap for the 2020 season is not going to change, but we all know 2021 and maybe even down the line, that's going to change. So it's going to be a challenge for, Omar Khan and for Cam's agent to sit down. I haven't heard of any new contracts being done at this point. So whoever is going to jump first in line and get that new contract done, it's going to tell a whole lot about how these other contracts are going to be handled. So I know Cam, in his current contract, I think he's making around $10 or $11 million a year. So I would imagine, finish out his career in Pittsburgh, you sign him to another three-year deal, maybe you can get away with, $33, $36 million of new money in that deal, maybe a little bit more. But, Cam, I think, wants to stay. The Steelers want to keep him. It's just a matter of how that market's going to work when you factor in this whole COVID-19 thing down the line.
Ray, what's Stephon Tuitt's future with this franchise? I feel like when I ask that question, I know that the answer back, or I feel like it's a likely answer back, that involves short-term and nothing else for him.
Yeah, I mean, that's interesting. I think this year is going to have – it's going to determine a lot. I mean, they just don't have a history of keeping guys who continue to get injured, and they've certainly stuck with Stephon through the years with his injuries. I think it's twofold. I think the Steelers have a lot of confidence in Tuitt because they believe he's going to be a very good player. And also, I think you saw that in the way they decided to let Javon Hargrave go. If they were really concerned about Tuitt and maybe getting injured again, if they thought it was a chronic thing, then I think there would have been a stronger push to retain Hargrave. Mm-hmm. But I think these injuries are separate. They view them as separate. And he's still a young guy. I mean, he came out as a 20-year-old in 2014. So he's still 26, 27 years old, and they think there's still a lot of upside and a lot of good football that Tua can play for them.
Calendar flipped to June today, getting closer to the deadline for teams to work out long-term deals with franchise tag players. We know that because we lived through the Le'Veon Bell saga. Ray, it's funny. Everybody who covers the Steelers likes to say Kevin Colbert's a man of his word, very honest guy, Pittsburgh guy. When he speaks, there's not a big smokescreen there. He tells it like it is. And yet, I feel like what the Steelers have said about Bud Dupree, nobody believes in. Nobody actually believes that they're actually serious about signing him to a long-term deal. So where do you come down on that?
Well, I think in a perfect world, yeah, they would like to retain him. But, you know, if I'm Bud Dupree, and I talked to this about Bud back in December, he's the first words out of his mouth, or maybe not the first words, but within the first minute or two of conversation, he goes, I know they have to take care of TJ. So he knows that down the road the Steelers are going to want to take care of TJ Watt. He wasn't admitting that TJ was better than him, but TJ certainly has better numbers through the first 3 years of his career, and I think we all kind of know that maybe TJ is probably a little bit more of a franchise-type defender than Bud Dupree is at this point. But that doesn't mean that Bud doesn't want to stay, and that doesn't mean that the Steelers don't want Bud. It's going to be for the right price. So do I think that's going to happen? Probably not. I think Bud's going to have another good year, and I think he'll find a way to probably get a better contract on the open market next year, assuming the Steelers don't tag him again. But I don't necessarily, you know, have to distinguish it between, you know, Kevin not telling the truth and you know, that whole scenario. So I think in a perfect world, yeah, I think there could be a long-term marriage there. But I think Bud's going to play well again, and I think he's probably going to price himself out of the Steelers price range.
Ray, every Steelers player we've mentioned here so far has had at least one very good to excellent season in their career. So there's a lot of talent that's being discussed. Hayward, Tuitt, Dupree, TJ Watt's name coming up. When you try to just look at the other rosters in this division and match the Steelers up against them talent for talent, where do you think they rank? How talented is this roster right now?
You mean defense or the entire roster?
I would say I'm talking the entire team because I think defense, I would probably say they're number one. But I'd say entire roster.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's, you know, certainly a little bit trending older on offense. So I would say I'd probably still like to have Baltimore's roster just because they have a young franchise quarterback and they're still going to be able to, you know, see a lot of good years from Lamar Jackson down the line, assuming, you know, that he's able to stay healthy. And I think they've done a really good job of building around him in Baltimore. So I would still say Baltimore probably has a superior roster as we go into the 2020 season. But, you know, you're talking about the Bengals, Browns. I think the Steelers have the leg up. I think the Chiefs probably have the leg up on the Steelers. But other than that, I mean, I think the Steelers are squarely in contention in the AFC. I would say they're probably, you know, third, fourth, fifth best in that range. And I think they're going to be smack dab in the middle of the playoff race, assuming there's no injury to the quarterback this year.
Ray Fittipaldo, Steelers beat man, joining us. Ray, thanks for your time. We appreciate it.
All right, guys. Appreciate it. Talk to you later.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.